Caesarea Philippi, Jesus wanted his disciples, just as believers of today, he wanted his disciples and us to know who he really is to them. It's like saying to them, what do I mean to you? What do you take me for? What role do I play in your life? In theology, especially spirituality, the doctrine of Christology is the study of what does Jesus mean to you? Is he your Christ? Your liberator? Your savior? Is Jesus your redeemer? What makes you a Christian? From the gospel, Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say he is? Then Peter, with the help of the Spirit of God, declared that Jesus is the Christ. At that point in time, Jesus wanted them not to tell other people, because Jesus had to be lifted up so that the plan of God will be fulfilled. But the twist is, if the enemy knew beforehand that Jesus is the Christ, the enemies may try to frustrate the plan of God. This was why Jesus got so angry with Peter when Peter took Jesus aside and said to Jesus, do not say that you are going to die. Don't do it. Don't die for sinners. It seems as if he was saying to Jesus. At this point, because Peter was acting like an opposition to the plan of God, Jesus called Peter the devil. Jesus said to Peter, get away from me, you Satan. Do we oppose the plans of God? I want us to recognize the difference between the first Peter that recognized Jesus Christ and say, this is Christ, you are Christ. Because at that time, Peter was speaking under the power of God's Holy Spirit. But then the second Peter wishes to preserve the ways of the world. And in so doing, he seeks to frustrate the plan of God. First, he became equivalent to Satan, the one that seeks to destroy the plan of God. Do we seek to obey and facilitate the plans of God, or do we disobey God and act to destroy his plans? In Mark 8, verse 33, Jesus said to Peter, you do not have in mind the things of God. Rather, you have in mind the things of men. Instead of thinking about things that are divine, you are thinking about things that are human. Therefore, the ultimate question that God is asking us here today was asked in that scripture. What good is it for us to seek to gain the whole world but lose our soul? The scripture says, if anyone is ashamed of Jesus Christ, then Jesus will be ashamed of you. And when the day comes that you want Jesus to know you, Jesus will say, I don't know you. Because you did not know Jesus at the time that you should have known Jesus. So it is like what Proverbs said, if you reject God, God will reject you. The disciples and people in the days of Jesus, as per the gospel, wanted a warrior Messiah to save them through battle and rebellion against the Roman colonialist. But Jesus told them that he is going to save them and us by dying so that we will not die eternally. Jesus, our Messiah, therefore came to be a spiritual sacrifice. He was led to the cross and he experienced death in order to conquer death. It is just like, why did Jesus have to die? Why does the Son of God have to die? However, to defeat an opponent, you must meet the opponent. You must step on the line. You must enter the ring. God said to Moses when he was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, and they were approaching the Red Sea. The army of Pharaoh was coming behind to destroy the people of God. God said to Moses, step on the water. Step on the water. Take the step of faith. Face the challenge. That is where we distinguish between whom we fear. Do we fear the people chasing us, pursuing us, or do we fear God Almighty, to whom all things are possible? How would Jesus have conquered death if he had never experienced death? He actually had to go through the channels of death and thereby be able to conquer death. Therefore, if Peter seeks to stop Jesus from conquering death, then Peter is behaving like Satan and he wants humanity to perish without a savior. However, I am glad to remind you that when it came to the moment of God's divine destiny, this same Peter who in the text wanted to prevent Jesus from dying actually denied Jesus. And at the moment that Jesus needed help, at the point of his trial, there was nobody to defend Jesus Christ. However, what we see as bad, that Jesus Christ was abandoned and left to die, we later called Good Friday. But yet, after his resurrection and after his victory over death, Jesus reinstated Peter. He accepted Peter again as a disciple. Why? Because after the resurrection of Jesus, Peter was no more a threat to the plan of God. Jesus has died and conquered death. God's ways and our ways are not the same. Now Jesus has the victory. The only problem that now exists is the plan that God has for the salvation of human beings depends on whether we believe it. So therefore, we ask ourselves, do we believe that Jesus Christ died for us? If we do, then his salvation is for us. Jesus Christ commissioned Peter and his other disciples saying, go out and proclaim salvation. go out and proclaim the good news. It is for us to receive this good news and believe it. I will therefore conclude by encouraging all of us to let us gain control of our tongue and use it to proclaim the good news. Let us gain control of our hearts. Remember that grace is given by God, who gave us life in the first place. We did not give ourselves lives. Even the IVF babies did not create themselves. The miracle of God established us, and the miracle of God has saved us. May we hold on to that belief and then obey the call to pass on that good news so that people, including us, may be reconciled with God through Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.